Кинокомпания Paramount Pictures представляет. Фильм производства компании Phoenix Pictures. В сотрудничестве с Cecilia Productions и Appian Way. Остров проклятых. Острова в Бостонской бухте, 1954 год.
Okay, boss?
Yeah, oh, and I just can't stomach the water.
You're my new partner.
That's right.
Not the best way to meet with my head halfway down the toilet.
Doesn't exactly square with Teddy Daniels, the man, the legend, I'll give you that.
A legend? What the hell you boys smoking over there in Portland anyway?
Seattle. I came from the office in Seattle.
How long you been with the Martians?
4 years.
So you know how small it is.
Sure.
What about you? You got a girl?
Mate?
I was. She died.
Jesus,
don't worry about it.
There was a fire at the apartment building while I was at work.
4 people died.
It was the smoke that got her, not the fire, so that's important.
Sorry, boss.
Oh, my goddamn cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
That one of mine.
I could have sworn they were in my jacket before I got home.
Government employees are rocket flying.
Thanks.
Give you a briefing about the institution before you left.
All I know is it's a mental hospital.
For the criminally insane.
Well, if it's just folks running around hearing voices and chasing after butterflies, they wouldn't eat us.
Yeah. Is that where we're headed?
Yep. The other side of the island is Rock Bluffs. All the way down to the edge of the water. The dock. It's the only way on. Or off. We'll be casting off as soon as you two are ashore. I'd appreciate it if you'd hurry up about it.
Why?
Storm's coming.
Never seen a marshal's badge before. I'm Deputy Warden McPherson, gentlemen. Welcome to Shutter Island. I'll be the one taking you up to Ashcliff.
The boys seem a little on edge, Mr. McPherson.
Right now, Marshal, we all are.
Thank you. tell.
I've seen something like it before.
You gentlemen will be accorded all the help we can give. But during your stay, you will obey protocol. Is that understood?
Absolutely.
The red brick building on your right is Ward A, the male ward. Ward B, the female ward, is the one on your left. Ward C is that building on the bluffs, an old Civil War fort. The most dangerous patients are housed there. Admittance to Ward C is forbidden without the written consent and physical presence of both myself and Dr. Crawley. Is that understood?
You act like insanity is catching.
You are hereby required to surrender your firearms.
Mr. McPherson, we are duly appointed federal marshals. We are required to carry our firearms with us at all times.
Executive Order 319 of the Federal Code of Penitentiary states that when inside the penitentiary, the officers of that institution have final authority. Gentlemen, you will not get through this gate with your firearms. Okay. Now that the official stuff's done, come on, boys. What do you say we go find Dr. Crawley?
When did she escape?
This prisoner.
I'm afraid Dr. Crawley will have to fill you in on the situation. Protocol.
Correctional officers at a mental institution. That's a weird sight, if you don't mind me saying.
It's the only facility of its kind in the U.S., even the world. We take only the most dangerous damaged patients, ones no other hospital can manage. And it's all due to Dr. Crawley. He's created something really unique here. It's a hospital for people our society knowledge.
Johns Hopkins and Harvard.
IDs, gentlemen. Show your badges, gentlemen. Dr. Crawley's been consulted numerous times by Scotland Yard, MI5, the OSS.
Why?
What do you mean?
What do intelligence agencies want to consult a psychiatrist about?
I guess you'll have to ask him.
Marshal Daniels?
Doctor.
Marshal Orr.
Thank you, Deputy Warden. That'll be all.
Yes, sir. Pleasure, gentlemen.
He had a lot to say about you.
McPherson's a good man. He believes in the work we do here.
And what would that be exactly?
A moral fusion between law and order and clinical care.
Pardon me, Doc. A what between what and what?
Those paintings are quite accurate.
Used to be the kind of patients we deal with here were shackled and left in their own filth.
They were beaten. As if whipping them bloody would drive the psychosis out, we drove screws into their brains. We submerged them in icy water until they lost consciousness or even drowned.
And now?
We treat them, try to heal, try to cure. And if that fails, at least we provide them with a measure of comfort in their lives, calm.
These are all violent defenders, right? I mean, they've hurt people. Murdered them in some cases.
In almost all cases, yes.
And personally, Doctor, I'd have to say screw their sense of calm.
It's my job to treat my patients, not their victims. I'm not here to judge.
So this female prisoner...
Patient.
Excuse me, patient.
One, Rachel Solando. Escaped sometime in the last 24 hours.
Huh? Last night, between 10 and midnight.
She considered dangerous?
You could say that.
She killed all three of her children. She drowned them in the lake behind her house. She took them out one by one, held their heads under till they died. Then she brought them back inside and arranged them round the kitchen table. She ate a meal there before a neighbor dropped by.
And what about the husband?
He died on the beaches of Normandy. She's a war widow.
She starved herself when she first came here. She insisted the children weren't dead.
Sorry, Doctor. You don't happen to have an aspirin, do you?
Perhaps a headache, Marshal.
Sometimes, but today I'm a little more prone to seasickness.
Ah, dehydration.
You all right, boss?
Yeah.
In that case, you're quite right. The simpler, the better.
Oh, thanks so much.
Rachel?
Sue believes the children are alive. She also believes this place is her home in the Berkshires.
Hey, you're kidding me.
She's never once in 2 years acknowledged that she's in an institution she believes we're all deliverymen, milkmen, postal workers. To sustain the delusion that her children never died, she's created an elaborate fictional structure. She gives us all parts to play in that fiction.
So have you searched the grounds yet?
The warden and his men scoured the island. Not a trace. And what's more disturbing is we don't know how she got out of her room. It was locked from the outside. And the only window's barred. It's as if she evaporated straight through the walls.
Brought her right back here after group therapy. Locked her in. Came back for a midnight round. She was gone.
Seriously, Doctor, how is it possible that the truth never gets through to her? I mean, she's in a mental institution, right? It seems like something you'd notice from time to time.
How many pairs of shoes are the patients given?
2 pairs. Sanity's not a choice. Marshall, you can't just choose to get over it.
So, she left here barefoot? Come on, Doc, she couldn't get 10 yards in that terrain.
Marshall? This is definitely Rachel's handwriting. I have no idea what the law for is, though.
It's not a psychiatric term.
I'm afraid not.
Who is 67? Fuck if I know.
I have to say, that's quite close to my clinical conclusion.
You think it's random scribblings?
Oh, no, not at all. Rachel's smart. Brilliant, in fact. This paper could be important.
Excuse me, Doctor, but we're going to have to hold on to this.
Good.
And you say she had to come through here?
After lights out, the order is play cards in here. Last night, there were 7 men sitting at the base of those stairs playing stud poker. Yet somehow, Rachel managed to slip past them.
Why?
How? She turns invisible? Doctor, we're going to need access to the personnel files of all the medical staff, the nurses, the guards, the orderlies, anyone who was working there.
We'll take your request under consideration.
This is not a request, Doctor. This is a federal facility and a dangerous prisoner.
Patient.
Patient has escaped now. You will comply.
All I can say is I'll see what I can do.
Doctor, we're going to need to speak with the staff. Do you understand?
I'll assemble them in the common room after dinner. If you have any further questions, feel free to join the deputy warden in the search.
It's 11 miles to the nearest land, and the water's freezing. The current was strong last night. Tide pushing in. She'd have drowned and been crushed on the rocks, and a body would have washed back up on shore.
What about those caves down there? Have you checked them?
No way she could get there. The base of those cliffs are covered in the poison ivy, live oak, sumac, 1,000 plants with thorns as big as my dick. You said yourself, Marshall, she's got no shoes. All right.
Let's check the other side.
What's that tower?
It's an old lighthouse. The guards already searched inside it.
What's in there? More patients?
Sewage treatment facility. It's getting dark soon. I'm calling this off for the night. Let's go, boys!
You were on watch on the landing, huh?
Yeah. Could nobody get in or out of their room on that corridor without me seeing?
Okay, Rachel Solando. Who else does she have to pass to get down here?
Me. Glenn, me. Sir, but I didn't see nothing.
And you were at your post all night?
Yeah, but I didn't see a thing.
Glenn. Glenn. Tell me the truth.
I maybe went to the bathroom.
What? You breached protocol, Christ.
I wasn't gone more than a minute.
All right, let's back up here. Let's all just back up. Miss Solando was put in her room for lights out. Does anyone here know what she did before that? Anyone? Come on, anyone.
She was in a group therapy session.
Huh. Anything unusual occur?
Define unusual.
Excuse me?
This is a mental institution, Marshall. For the criminally insane. Usual isn't a big part of our day.
I will rephrase. Did anything happen last night during group therapy that was more, let's say, I don't know, memorable than...
Normal?
Exactly.
No, sorry.
Did Miss Solando say anything during group therapy?
She was worried about the rain. And she hated the food here. Complained constantly. Last night included.
So you were there. Was there a doctor present?
Yes, Dr. Sheehan led the discussion.
Dr. Sheehan?
Yes. He was running the session. He's Rachel's primary, the psychiatrist who directly oversees her care.
Huh. We're going to need to speak with Dr. Sheehan.
I'm afraid that won't be possible. He left on the ferry this morning. His vacation was already planned. He'd been putting it off too long.
You're in a state of lockdown. A dangerous patient has escaped, and you let her primary doctor leave on vacation?
Of course, he's a doctor.
Do you have the phone number for where he's gone?
Hello? 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 Anybody there? I'm sorry, sir, but it's all down, all the lines. The storm's hitting the mainland like a hammer.
If you get it working, come find me immediately. The marshals need to make an important call.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm afraid I have evening rounds in the wards, but I'll be having drinks and a cigar at my house around 9, if you care to drop by.
Good. We can talk then, right?
We have been talking, Marshal.
Gotta say, I'm thinking I got in the wrong line of public service.
It's a little overwhelming. It was constructed during the Civil War, the same time as the military fort housing Ward C. This is the original commander's quarters when Uncle Sam got the bill. The commander was court-martialed.
I can see why.
Nice music. Who is that, Brahms?
No.
Quite right, Marshal.
Forgive me, gentlemen, my colleague, Dr. Jeremiah Nairi.
Quartet for piano and string in A minor.
Your poison, gentlemen.
rye if you got it.
Soda and ice, please. Thanks.
Oh, you don't indulge in alcohol. I'm surprised. Isn't it common for men in your profession to imbibe?
Common enough. And yours?
I'm sorry?
Your profession, doctor, psychiatry.
Yes.
I always heard it was overrun with boozers and drunks.
Not that I've noticed.
What's that? Iced tea in your glass there?
Excellent, Marshal. You have outstanding defense mechanisms. You must be quite adept at interrogations. Men like you are my specialty, you know. Men of violence.
That's a hell of an assumption to make.
No assumption, no, not at all. You misunderstand me. I said you are men of violence. I'm not accusing you of being violent. Men. That's quite different.
Now, please, please, edify us, Doctor.
You both served overseas, huh?
It's not much of a stretch, Doc. For all you know, we're both paper pushers over there.
No, you are not. Since the schoolyard, neither of you has ever walked away from a physical conflict. No, no, not because you enjoy it, but because retreat isn't something you consider an option.
They weren't raised to run, Doc.
Ah, yes. Raised. And who raised you, Marshal?
Me. Wolves.
Ah. Very impressive defense mechanisms.
Das glaube ich. You ever seen a death camp doctor? Ein Konzentrationslager. Huh? Ich war dabei bei der Befreiung von Dachau. Ihr Englisch ist sehr gut, fast perfekt. His English really is very good. You hit the consonants a tad hard though.
Yeah, German.
Is legal immigration a crime, Marshal?
Oh, I don't know, Doctor. You tell us. Now listen, we're going to need those files on Sheehan and the rest of the staff as well.
No personnel files will be released to you, period.
We're going to need those files.
Out of the question.
Bullshit out of the question! Bullshit! Who the hell is in charge here anyway, huh? Huh?
Dr. Nyring acts as liaison to our board of overseers. He relayed your request and it's been refused.
Refused? They don't have the authority to refuse, and neither do you, sir.
Marshal, continue your investigation and we'll do all we can to help.
This investigation is over. We're going to file our reports and we're going to hand it over to our...
Hoover's boys.
Hoover's boys, that's right. We'll be taking the ferry back in the morning. Come on, Chuck.
Night. You'll be bunking in the orderly's quarters.
Hey, boss. We're really packing it in?
Why?
I guess, I don't know. I just never really quit anything before.
We haven't heard the truth once yet, Chuck. Listen, Rachel Solando didn't slip out of a locked cell barefoot without any help. I think she had a lot of help. Maybe Carly's sitting up in his mansion right now, rethinking his whole attitude. Maybe in the morning
he'll be bluffing?
I didn't say that.
Of these, Teddy. Jesus, are you ever sober anymore?
He killed a lot of people in the war.
Is that why you drink?
Are you real?
No. She's still here.
Who? Rachel.
She never left. Remember when we stayed in the cabin in the summer, Teddy? We were so happy. She's here. You can't leave.
Patients were in Rachel's group therapy session.
I thought your investigation was finished.
Well, it's not like we could take the ferry. Now, was Rachel receiving any other treatments for her illnesses?
Do you know the state of the mental health field these days, gentlemen?
No, not a clue, Doctor.
War. The old school believes in surgical intervention, psychosurgery, procedures like the transorbital lobotomy. Some say the patients become reasonable, docile. Others say they become zombies.
And the new school?
Psychopharmacology. A new drug has just been approved called Thorazine, which relaxes psychotic patients. You could say tames them.
And which school are you, Doctor?
Me? I have this radical idea that if you treat a patient with respect, listen to him, try and understand, you just might reach him.
These patients?
Even these. What should be a last resort is becoming a first response. Give them a pill, put them in a corner, it all goes away. Rachel Solando was on a combination of drugs meant to keep her from becoming violent, but it was only intermittently effective. The greatest obstacle to her recovery was her refusal to face what she had done.
Was. Is there a reason you keep referring to your patient in the past tense, Doctor?
Look outside, Marshal. Why do you think?
Next up is Peter Breen, assaulted his father's nurse with broken glass. Nurse survived, but her face was permanently disfigured.
I can't wait. She'd smile at me. She was so sweet. But you could see it in her eyes. She liked to be naked, to suck cock.
Okay, Mr. Breen.
And then she asked me if she can have a glass of water? Alone in the kitchen? Like that's no big deal?
Why was that a big deal?
It was obvious. She wanted me to pull out my thing so that she could laugh at it.
Mr. Breen, we need to ask you some questions, okay?
When I cut her, she screamed. But she scared me. What did she expect?
Interesting. But we're here to talk about Rachel Solando, okay?
Rachel Solando. Do you know that she drowned her own kids? She drowned her kids. This is a sick fucking world we live in, I'll tell you that. But you know what? They should be gassed. All of them. The retards, the killers, the niggers. You kill your own kid, gas the bitch. Could you stop that?
That nurse?
Please, stop that.
That nurse, maybe she had kids, huh? A husband. Just trying to make ends meet. Lead a normal life. And it says in your file that you tore her face off, didn't you? Congratulations, no more normal for her, not ever again, no. Do you know what she was afraid of? You.
Could you stop that? Please? Stop that! Please stop!
Do you know a patient named Andrew Latus?
Do you? No! No!
Boy. I want to go back.
Take him! Right. Come on!
I got him!
Oh, I'll never get out of here. I'm not sure that I should.
Excuse me for saying this, Miss Kearns. Mrs. Kearns. You seem quite normal, I mean, in comparison to the other patients here.
Well, I have my dark days. I suppose everybody does. The difference is most people don't kill their husbands with an axe.
Huh.
Although, personally, I think if a man beats you and fucks half the women he sees, then no one will help you. Axing him isn't the least understandable thing you could do.
Maybe you shouldn't get out.
What would I do if I did? I don't know the world anymore. They say there are bombs that can reduce whole cities to ash. And, what do you call them? Televisions. Voices and faces coming from a box. I hear enough voices already.
What can you tell us about Rachel?
Not much. She keeps to herself. She believed her kids were alive. She thought she was still living in the Berkshires, and we were all her neighbors. The milkman, postman.
Deliveryman. And Dr. Sheehan was there that night.
Yes. He talked about anger.
Tell me about him. What's he like?
He's okay, nice. Not hard on the eyes, as my mother would say.
Did he ever make it pass at you?
No. No, Dr. Sheehan's a good doctor, he would not. Could I have a glass of water, please?
No problem.
Thank you, Marshal.
I just have one more question for you, Mrs. Kearns. Did you ever meet a patient named Andrew Latus?
No. Never heard of him.
She was coached. She used practically the same words as Carly and the nurse, like she'd been told exactly what to
Who's
say.
Who's Andrew Latus? You asked every one of those patients back there about him. Who is he? What the hell, boss? I'm your partner, for Christ's sake. We just met Chuck. He's been on the beat for a long time. You got a duty, you got a career, what I'm doing. It's not exactly by the book. I don't
give a damn about by the book, boss. I just want to know what the hell's going on. This case came over the wires. I requested it specifically, you understand?
Why?
Andrew Latus. He's a maintenance man in the apartment building where my wife and I live.
Okay.
He's also a firebug. Andrew Latus lit the match. That caused the fire that killed my wife.
Let him out!
What happened to Latus?
He got away with it. Latus got away with it and then he disappeared. About a year ago, I opened up the paper and there he is. Ugly looking son of a bitch. Huge scar from his right temple down to his left lip. Eyes different colors. Not the type of face you'd forget. He burned down a schoolhouse, killed two people. Said voices told him to do it. First he went to prison, then he got transferred here.
Then what?
Then nothing. He vanished like he never existed. No record whatsoever. Pretty sure he's not in Ward B. That leaves Ward C.
Well, he could be dead.
So could Rachel Salando, for that matter.
A lot of places to hide a body here.
Only one place no one would really notice.
That patient, Bridget Kern, when she sent me for water, she said something to you back there, didn't she?
No.
Come on, boss.
She wrote it.
Okay, boss?
Yeah. I'm all right.
So if Latus is here, what are you gonna do about it?
I'm not here to kill Latus.
If it was my wife, I'd kill him twice.
Got through the gates at Dachau. The SS guards surrendered.
commandant tried to kill himself before we got there, but he botched it. Took him an hour to die. When I went outside, I saw all the bodies on the ground. Too many to count. Surrendered. We took their guns. We lined them up. Warfare. It was murder. Yeah. Ed, I've had enough of killing. That's not why I'm here.
So what is this all about?
After Latest vanished, I started doing some checking on Ashcliff. A lot of people know about this place, but no one wants to talk, you know. It's like they're scared or something. You know, this place is funded by a special grant.
From the House Un-American Activities Committee?
UAC? And how exactly are fighting the commies from an island in Boston Harbor?
By conducting experiments on the mind. At least that's my guess.
And you think that's going on here?
Like I said, no one would talk, right? Till I found somebody who used to be a patient here. Guy's name is George Noyce. Nice college kid. Socialist. He gets offered some money to do a psych study. Guess what they were testing?
Who's pissed?
So he starts seeing dragons everywhere. He almost beats his professor to death. Ends up here in Ashcliff. Ward C. They release him after 1 year, right? What does he do? 2 weeks on the mainland, he walks into a bar, stabs 3 men to death. His lawyer pleads insanity, but Noyce, he stands up in the courtroom and he begs the judge for the electric chair anywhere but a mental hospital. Judge gives him life and Dedham prison.
And you found him?
Yeah, I found him. Well, he's a mess. But it's pretty clear from what he tells me.
What?
They're experimenting on people here.
I don't know, boss. How do you believe a crazy guy?
That's the beauty of it, isn't it? Crazy people, they're the perfect subjects. They talk, nobody listens. I stood at Dachau. We saw what human beings are capable of doing to each other, right? For Christ's sakes, we fought a goddamn war to stop them, and now I find out it may be happening here, on our soil?
No. So what are you really here to do, Ted?
I'm gonna get the proof. I'm gonna go back. And I'm gonna blow the lid off this place. That's it.
Wait a minute. You started asking around about Ashcliff, waiting for a chance to get out here, and then suddenly they need a U.S. Marshal.
Yeah, I got lucky. There was a patient escape. It was the perfect excuse.
No, boss. Luck doesn't work that way. The world doesn't work that way. They got an electrified fence around a septic facility. Ward C is inside a Civil War fort. A chief of staff with ties to the OSS, funding from UAC. I mean, Jesus Christ. Everything about this place stinks of government ops. What if they wanted you here?
Bullshit.
You were asking questions.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. We came in for Rachel Solander. Where's one shred of evidence she even existed?
There's no way they could have known I'd be assigned to this case. There's no way.
What if you were looking into them, they were looking into you? All they had to do was fake an escape to get you here, and now they have you. Now they have us both. Here, now.
Marshal, are you out here? This is Deputy Ward McPherson. Marshal!
How about that? They found us, huh?
It's an island, boss. They're always going to find us.
I know you're in there.
We're getting off this goddamn island, you and me.
Right off. Dr. Cawley wants to talk to you. Now. And hurry up! This thing is turning into a goddamn hurricane!
I dropped those suits off to be cleaned. Should be ready by tomorrow. That is, if we all don't wash away first. You know, speaking of which, I'm afraid your smoke's pretty much done for. So.
This is our only choice, huh?
That's something really nice in a prison gray, if that don't work for you.
Now that you mention it, these are just fine.
And that's why I must repeat my insistence that all Ward C patients be placed in manual restraints.
If the facility floods, they'll drown. You know that.
That would take a lot of flooding.
We're on an island in the middle of the ocean during a hurricane. A lot of flooding seems like a distinct possibility.
It's a gamble, Stephen. Say the power fails.
There's a backup generator.
And if that goes, the cell doors will open.
Where are they going to go? They can't just hop a ferry, scoot over to the mainland and wreak havoc.
You're quite right. They're far more likely to wreak havoc right here on us.
If they're manacled to the floor, they'll die. There's 24 human beings. And you can live with that, can you?
Well, frankly, if it were up to me, I'd put all 42 in wards A and B in manual restraints as well.
Excuse me. Marshal. I'm sorry, Doctor. I just have one quick question.
Yes, I'll be with you in a moment.
We spoke this morning about Rachel Solando's note.
The law of four, I love that.
You said you had no idea what that second line could refer to, correct?
Who is 67? Yes, I'm afraid I still don't. None of us do.
Uh-huh. Nothing comes to mind. Nothing. Because I believe I just heard you say there are 24 patients in Ward C and 42 patients in Wards A and B, which means there's a total of, what, 66 patients at this facility?
That is correct, yes.
Well, it seems to me Rachel Solando is suggesting that you have a 67th patient, Doctor.
But I'm afraid we don't.
This is ridiculous. What are they doing here?
We're doing our goddamn job.
Didn't McPherson tell you the good news?
No, what's the good news, Doctor?
Rachel's been found. She's here. Safe and sound.
It's not a mark on her.
Who are these men? Why are they in my house?
Police officers, Rachel. They have a few questions.
Ma'am. There's been a sighting of a known communist subversive in this area passing out literature.
Here? In this neighborhood?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Now, if you could tell us what you did yesterday, where you were, it would really help us narrow down our search.
Yes, well, I made breakfast for Jim and the children. And then I packed Jim's lunch and he left. And I sent the children off to school. And then... I decided to take a long swim in the lake.
see. And after that?
After that, I thought of you.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't you know how lonely I've been, Jim? You're gone. You're dead. I cry every night. How am I supposed to survive?
God.
Casket, your body rained down, lumps of flesh splashing into the sea, eaten by sharks. My Jim's dead, so who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you?
Sorry about that. I didn't want to interrupt. I thought she might tell you something, but we found her down by the lighthouse, skipping stones. We've no idea how she got out, but I'm going to have to ask you to go down into the basement. There's food, water, and cots. It's the safest place to be when the hurricane hits.
Are you all right? You look pale.
I'm fine. It's just,
Boss, are you okay?
This is so goddamn bright, isn't it?
Photosensitivity, headache sometimes. Marshall, are you having a migraine?
I'll be all right.
What's wrong with him? Take these, Marshall. A couple of hours, you'll be as clear as a bell.
What's wrong with him?
He's having a migraine. Imagine someone sawed open your head, filled it with razors, and shook it as hard as they could. Take the pills, Marshall.
I don't want to
stop
pills.
The pain. Marshall, take the pills.
He's going to need to lie down.
Why would Jesus be drawn to a withered hand, healing all that was
breath? Yeah, be careful.
All right. Who is that?
Him? That's the ward. Don't you worry about him, all right?
It looks like an ex-military prick, huh?
But you know what? I ain't gonna argue with you on that one.
Thank you.
Buddy.
Latest.
No hard feelings, right? No hard feelings.
Clock's ticking, my friend. We're running out of time.
Give me a hand here. Isn't dead. He isn't gone. He's still here.
I know.
You need to find him, Teddy. You need to find him and you kill him dead.
Backup generators fail. Whole place has gone crazy.
What do you want to do? Christ.
Yeah. Relax. Nope, nope, nope. Put it down. Now, put it down.
Got it. We need to go find him because he needs to be here.
I think the whole electrical system is fried.
That's a good possibility. And
all the electronic security, defenses, the gates, the doors.
Come on.
Nice day for a stroll, don't you think? Towards sea, for example.
Maybe we'll run into Andrew Latus.
The guy I told you about, George Noyce, he told me this is where they keep the worst ones. Guys even the other inmates are scared of.
Did Noyce give you anything on a layout?
Not really. All he remembered was people screaming day and night, no windows, and iron bars everywhere.
Jesus Christ.
First time on wide sea, huh?
Yeah. We heard stories, but...
Trust me, son. You haven't heard shit. We got most of the Bugsies locked down now. But some of them are still loose. And if you see one, don't try to restrain them yourselves. These fuckers will kill you. You clear? All right, get your asses moving then. Go on.
He's here. Latus. I can feel him.
Ah! Peg, you're in! Craig! Tate!
Here about the outside world, about atolls, about H-bomb tests. You know how a hydrogen bomb works.
With hydrogen.
Well, that's funny.
Pause!
Other bombs explode, eh? But not the hydrogen bomb. It implodes, creating an explosion to the thousandth, the millionth degree. You get it?
Yeah.
Do you?
I get it. What are you doing? Jesus Christ, Teddy. Jesus.
You got bullets.
What the fuck's the matter with you guys? Catch them, not kill them.
He jumped us. You, give me a hand with him. I gotta get him to the infirmary. God damn it.
No, no, not you. Not you. Take a walk.
Come on.
Carly's gonna have my goddamn balls for this.
That's pretty damn funny.
Your voice.
Don't you recognize it? After all the talks we had? After all the lies you told me?
Let me see your face.
They say it is now. They say I'll never leave you. Your match is about to go out.
Let me see your goddamn face now!
What? So you can lie to me more? This isn't about the truth.
Yes, it is. It's about exposing the truth.
It's about you! Ladies. It's all it's ever put apart. I was incidental. A way in.
George Noyes. No. It's not possible, and you can't be here.
You don't like it?
Who did this to you, George?
You did.
What the hell do you mean?
Well, if you talk, we don't fucking talk, and I'm back in here because of you.
George, how did they get you out of Dedham, huh? However this happened, I'm gonna find a way to fix this. You understand me?
I'll never get out now. I got out once, not twice, never twice.
Just tell me how they got you here.
They knew! Don't you get it? Everything you were up to, your whole plan. This is a game. All of this is for you. You're not investigating anything. You're a fucking rat in a maze.
George, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Oh, really? Been alone much since you got here?
I mean, I've been with my partner.
You never worked with him before, have you?
Oh, easy. He's a U.S. Marshal.
You've never worked with him before, have you?
George, look, I know people. I trust this man.
And they've already won.
Fuck. They're gonna take me to the lighthouse. They're gonna cut into my brain. And I'm only here because of you!
I'm gonna get you out of here. You're not going to the lighthouse. You're not. You can't dig out the truth and kill Latus at the same time. You gotta make a choice. You understand that, don't you?
I'm not here to kill anyone.
Liar! I'm not gonna kill him. I swear to you. I swear.
She's dead. Let her go.
Let her go.
Tell him, Daddy. Tell him why.
You gotta do it. There's no other way. Let it go.
Tell him about the day you brought me my locket.
You gotta do it!
Oh, I told you my heart was breaking and you asked me why.
She's fucking with your head.
And I told you it was from happiness.
She's gonna kill you. She's gonna kill you. You want to uncover the truth? You gotta let it go.
I can't.
You have to let it go!
I can't!
I can't!
Then you'll never leave this island.
Lars.
He's not in this ward. He's transferred out of here. If he's not in Ward A, there's only one place he can be.
The lighthouse.
Hey. God help you.
Boss, we got problems. McPherson and Call, they're in the building.
They heard an orderly with Manchin on a patient.
They're looking all over the place for him. They're on their way to the roof. Let's get the hell out of here.
This way.
Just keep going. We belong here.
What happened to you?
What do you mean?
Where were you? After we got that guy to the infirmary, I took a little detour to patient records. Did you ever find ladies?
No. No, I never found them.
Well, I got the next best thing, his intake form. The only thing in his files. There's no session notes, no incident reports, no photographs, just this. It was weird. Here, take a look.
I'll look at it later.
What's the matter, boss?
I'll look it over later, that's all.
Ashcliff's that way.
I'm not going to Ashcliff.
I'm going to that lighthouse. I'm going to find out what the fuck is happening on this island.
There it is. Damn.
We're too far south. We're going to have to double back. There's no way we could cross those rocks.
There could be a way behind those trees. Maybe a path that goes around the rocks and leads over to the lighthouse.
Boss, come on.
Wait, what are we doing? We got the intake form. It's proof there's a 67th patient, which they said repeatedly doesn't exist.
I'm getting to that lighthouse. You understand?
What the hell can I say to you to stop you?
Why would you want to, Chuck? Why?
Because climbing down there when it's dark is a thin step short of suicide. That's why.
Maybe you better sit this one out, then.
You brought me into this, boss. And now we're trapped here. On this rock. On this island. With no one to rely on but each other. And now you're acting like...
Like what? Like what? How am I acting?
What the hell happened back there in those cells, Ted?
What do you think the weather's like in Portland, Chuck?
I'm from Seattle.
Seattle. I'm going on alone.
I'm going with you, boss.
I said alone.
Fine.
Damn it.
wouldn't take long, but I couldn't get to it. The tide was up. Chuck! Chuck!
Daniels. I'm a cop.
You're the marshal.
That's right. Would you mind taking a hand from behind your back, please?
Why? Why?
I want to make sure that what you're holding won't hurt me.
I'm going to keep this. You're mine.
Fine by me. Yeah. Rachel Solando. The real one. And did you kill your children?
I never had children. I was never married. And before I was a patient at Ashcliff, I worked here.
You were a nurse?
I was a doctor, Marshall. You think I'm crazy?
No, I know.
And if I say I'm not crazy, well, that hardly helps, does it? That's the cockiest genius of it. People tell the world you're crazy. And all your protests to the contrary just confirm what they're saying.
I'm not following you, I'm sorry.
Once you're declared insane, and anything you do is called part of that insanity, reasonable protests or denial, valid fears, paranoia.
Survival instincts are defense mechanisms.
You're smarter than you look, Marshall. That's probably not a good thing.
Tell me something.
Yeah.
Well, what happened to you?
I started asking about these large shipments of sodium amytal and opium-based hallucinogens.
Psychotropic drugs.
I asked about the surgeries, too. You ever heard of a transorbital lobotomy? They zap the patient with electroshock, then go through the eye with an ice pick. Pull out some nerve fibers. Makes the patients much more obedient. Tractable. It's barbaric. Unconscionable. Do you know how pain enters the body, Marshall? Do you?
Depends on where you're hurt.
No. It has nothing to do with the flesh. The brain controls pain. The brain controls fear, empathy, sleep, hunger, anger, everything. What if you could control it?
The brain?
Recreate a man so he doesn't feel pain or love or sympathy. A man who can't be interrogated because he has no memories to confess.
You can never take away all a man's memories. Never.
Marshall, the North Koreans used American POWs during their brainwashing experiments. They turned soldiers into traitors. That's what they're doing here. They're creating ghosts to go out in the world and do things sane men never would.
To have that kind of ability, that kind of knowledge, that would take years.
Years of research. Hundreds of patients to experiment on. 50 years from now, people will look back and say, here, this place is where it all began. The Nazis used the Jews, Soviets used prisoners in their own gulags, and we tested patients on Shutter Island.
No, they won't. No.
You do understand that they can't let you leave.
I am a federal marshal. They can't stop me.
I was an esteemed psychiatrist from a respected family. It didn't matter. Let me ask you, any past traumas in your life?
Yes. Why would that matter?
Because they're going to point to some event in your past and say it's the reason you lost your sanity. So that when they commit you here, your friends and colleagues will say, of course he cracked. Who wouldn't after what he'd been through?
They can say that about anyone. Anyone at all.
The point is, they're going to say it about you. How's your head?
My head?
Any funny dreams lately? Trouble sleeping? Headaches?
I am prone to migraines, yes.
Jesus. You haven't taken any pills, have you? I mean, even aspirin.
Yeah, the aspirin.
Jesus. And you ate the food in the cafeteria and drank the coffee they gave you. You tell me at least that you've been smoking your own cigarettes.
No. No, I haven't.
It takes 36 to 48 hours for neuroleptic narcotics to reach workable levels in the bloodstream. Palsy comes first. First the fingertips, then eventually the whole hand. Seen any walking nightmares lately, Marshall?
Tell me what goes on in that lighthouse. Tell me.
Brain surgery. Let's open the skull and see what happens if we pull on this kind. They learned it from the Nazis kind. It's where they create the ghost.
Who knows about this? On the island, I mean, who?
Everyone.
Oh, come on, then. The nurses, the orderlies? They couldn't possibly know about
everyone. They think I'm dead, that I drown. I'm afraid if they come looking for you, they might find me. I'm sorry, but you have to go.
I'm gonna come back for you.
I won't be here. I move during the day, new places every night.
But I could come get you, get you off this island.
Haven't you heard a word I said? The only way off the island is the ferry, and they control it. You'll never leave here.
I had a friend. I was with him yesterday, but we got separated. Have you seen him?
Marshall, you have no friends.
Show up. Have a seat.
Come on.
Taking a leisurely stroll, weren't we?
I was just looking around.
Did you enjoy God's latest gift?
What?
God's gift. The violets. When I came downstairs in my home and I saw that tree in my living room, it reached out for me like a divine hand. God loves violets.
I hadn't noticed.
Sure you have. Why else would there be so much of it? It's in us. It's what we are. We wage war and we burn sacrifices and pillage and plunder and tear at the flesh of our brothers. And why? Because God gave us violence to wage in his honor.
I thought God gave us moral order.
There's no moral order as pure as this storm. There's no moral order at all. There's just this. Can my violence conquer yours?
Not violent.
Yes, you are. You're as violent as they come. I know this because I'm as violent as they come. With the constraints of society were lifted, and I was all that stood between you and a meal, you would crack my skull with a rock and eat my meaty parts. Wouldn't you? Crowley thinks you're harmless, that you can be controlled, but I know different.
You don't know me.
Oh, but I do.
You don't know me.
I know you. We've known each other for centuries. If I was to sink my teeth into your eye right now, would you be able to stop me before I blinded you?
Give it a try.
Ask the spirit.
Where have you been?
Oh, I'm wandering, just looking at your island.
Oh, I forgot you're leaving. Now that Rachel's been found.
For sure, yeah. Big meaning.
Oh, yes.
What the?
apparently there was an unidentified man in Ward C yesterday. He subdued a highly dangerous patient quite handily.
That's all.
It seems you had a long conversation with a paranoid schizophrenic, George Noyes.
I don't remember what I'm supposed to remember.
Get it
down.
It's Noyes. He said his name was Ezel. Delusional.
Oh, extremely. It can be quite upsetting. As a matter of fact, 2 weeks ago, a patient got so wound up by one of Noyce's stories that he beat him up. Cigarette?
Oh. No, thanks. I quit.
So you're taking the ferry?
Yes, absolutely. I think we've gotten all we came here for, so...
We, Marshal?
Speaking of which, of you... Have you seen him, Doctor?
Whom?
My partner, Chuck.
You don't have a partner, Marshal. You came here alone. You know, I've built something valuable here, and valuable things have a way of being misunderstood in their own time. Everyone wants a quick fix. They always have. I'm trying to do something that people, yourself included, don't understand, and I'm not going to give up without a fight.
I can see that.
So tell me again about your partner.
What partner?
Somewhere?
I'm just heading out to the ferry. So.
Ah, oh, I'm afraid it's the other way.
Oh.
If you'll wait a moment, I'll find you someone who can take you to the dock.
What's this, Doctor? Huh? Just what's
a,
this?
It's just a sedative. It, precaution.
Oh, precaution.
What are you going to do? Kill me?
You think you deserve it?
For what? Provoking you? Well, forgive me. What doesn't provoke you? Remarks? Words?
Nazis?
Well, that too. And of course, memories and dreams. Did you know that the word trauma comes from the Greek for wound? And what is the German word for dream?
Traum. Ein Traum.
Wounds can't create monsters. And you are wounded, Marshal. And wouldn't you agree, when you see a monster, you must stop it.
Yeah. I agree.
Yes.
They said we're going to do the first floor.
How long you been on the clock?
Been on for 18 hours straight.
Nice paycheck.
What are you doing, baby? You gotta get to the ferry.
No. Yeah.
If the world thinks that Chuck is dead, then he's perfect for their experiments.
There's only one place they'd take him.
You go there and you'll die.
He's my partner. If they are hurting him, if they're holding him against his will, I've got to bring him out. I can't lose anyone else.
Go, go, Teddy, please. Please don't do this. Don't go.
I'm sorry, honey. I love this thing because you gave it to me. The truth is, there's one fucking ugly tie.
Kill me?
No, I'm not gonna kill you.
Why are you all wet, baby?
What did you say?
You know exactly what I said. The rifle's empty, by the way. Have a seat.
Thank you.
God's sake, dry off. You'll catch a cold.
All right.
How badly did you hurt the guard?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, he's here. Have Dr. Sheehan.
Take a look at your man before you send him up.
So, Dr. Sheehan came in on the ferry this morning, huh?
Not exactly. You blew up my car. I really loved that car.
Sorry to hear about that.
Tremors are getting pretty bad. How are the hallucinations?
Get out of here, Teddy. This place is going to be the end of you.
Not bad.
It'll get worse.
I know. Dr. Salando. She told me about the neuroleptics.
Did she know? And when was this?
I found a doctor in a cave out by the cliffs, but he'll never get to her.
I don't doubt it, considering she's not real. Your delusions are more severe than I thought. You're not on neuroleptics. You're not on anything, as a matter of fact.
And what the fuck is this? Huh? What the fuck is this?
Withdrawal.
Withdrawal? From what? I haven't had a goddamn drink since I've been on this island.
Chlorpromazine. I'm not a fan of pharmacology, but I have to say in your case...
Chlorpromazine what?
Chlorpromazine. The same thing we've been giving you for the past 24 months.
Oh, so for the past 2 years, you've had somebody slipping me drugs in Boston. Is that it?
Not Boston. Here. You've been here for 2 years. A patient of this institution.
After everything I've seen here, Doctor, you really think you're going to convince me I'm crazy, huh? Do you know the kind of people that I deal with every day? I'm a U.S. Marshal, for God's sakes.
You were a U.S. Marshal. Here's a copy of the intake form. You broke in towards C4, proof of the 67th patient. If you'd gotten it to the mainland, you could have blown the lid off this place.
Somehow,
you couldn't find time to look at it. Well, read it now. Go ahead.
Haitian is highly intelligent, highly delusional, decorated Army veteran. Present for the liberation of Dachau. Former U.S. Marshal, known proclivity for violence, shows no remorse for his crime because he denies the crime ever took place. Highly developed and fantastical narratives which preclude facing the truth of his act. I've had enough of this bullshit. Where's my partner, huh? Where's Chuck? Where is he?
Let's try this another way. Your wife's maiden name was Chanal, am I correct?
Don't you even talk about her,
I'm afraid I have to. Notice anything these four names have in common? It's your rule of four. Andrew, what do you see?
If you've done anything to my partner, Doctor, that is a violation of...
Focus, Andrew, what do you see? The names have the same letters. Edward Daniels has exactly the same 13 letters as Andrew Ladis. The same as Rachel Salando and Dolores Chanal. The names are anagrams for each other.
Your tactics. They're not going to work on
you. You came here for the truth. Here it is. Your name is Andrew Ladis. The 67th patient at Ashcliff is you, Andrew.
Bullshit.
You were committed here by court order 24 months ago. Your crime is terrible. One you can't forgive yourself for, so you invented another self.
Let's get down to the facts.
You've created a story in which you're not a murderer. You're a hero, still a U.S. Marshal, only here at Ashcliff because of a case. And you've uncovered a conspiracy so that anything we tell you about who you are, what you've done, you can dismiss as lies, Andrew.
My name is Edward Daniels.
I've been hearing this fantasy for 2 years now. I know every detail. Patient 67, the storm, Rachel Salando, your missing partner, the dreams you have every night.
You were at Dachau, but you may not have killed any guards.
I wish I could let you just live in your fantasy world. I really do. But you're violent, trained, dangerous. You're the most dangerous patient we have. You've injured orderlies, guards, other patients. 2 weeks ago, you attacked George Noyce.
No, I'm fucking on to you, Doctor. You had Noyce beaten.
Of course I didn't.
Give me one reason why I would even touch him.
Because he called you ladies, and you'd do anything not to be him. have a transcript of the conversation you had with Noyce yesterday. This is about you and ladies. That's all it's ever been about.
No, no, he's saying this is about me and ladies.
When you asked him what happened to his face, he said, "Now here, I'm quitting again. You did this."
No, no, he meant that it was my
fault. You almost killed him.
The warden and the board of overseers are determined something be done. It's been decided that unless we can bring you back to sanity now, right now, permanent measures will be taken to ensure you can't hurt anyone ever again. They'll lobotomize you, Andrew. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand. I understand just fine. If I don't play along with your little game here, Dr. Naring's gonna turn me into one of his ghosts. But what about my partner? You gonna tell the U.S. Marshal's office that he's a defense mechanism?
Hello, boss.
Someone had to stick with you, keep you safe.
I mean, watch me, huh? Watch me every minute. Who are you? Who are you? Tell me.
Don't you recognize me, Andrew? I've been your primary psychiatrist for the last 2 years. I'm Lester Sheehan. I know.
I climbed down a cliff to get you. I trusted you. I risked everything to come in here after you. Everything!
I know, boss.
We're running out of time here, Andrew. I swore before the Board of Overseers that I could construct the most radical, cutting-edge role play ever attempted in psychiatry, and it would bring you back. I thought that if we let you play this out, we could get you to see how untrue, how impossible it is. You've had the run of the place for 2 days. Tell me, where are the Nazi experiments? The satanic ORs?
Andrew, listen to me. If we fail with you, then everything that we've tried to do here will be discredited, everything.
We're on the front lines of a war here, old boy. And right now, it all comes down to you.
Don't move! Don't move!
Andrew! No, no!
My name is Edward Daniels!
This one's loaded. I can tell by the weight.
I see, and that's your firearm, Marshal? You're sure?
My initials are on the side. There's a dent in the barrel from when Philip Stack shot at me. You're not going to fuck with my mind on this one, Doctor.
Then blast away, because that's the only way you're ever getting off this island. Andrew, please don't.
Toy, Andrew. We're telling you the truth. Dolores was insane, manic depressive, suicidal. You drank, stayed away, ignored what everyone told you. You moved to that lake house after she purposely set your city apartment on fire.
Your children, Andrew!
Simon. Henry.
We never had any children.
Your wife drowned them at the cabin by the lake. And here, the little girl, the one you dream of every night.
We never had a little girl.
The one who tells you over and over that you should have saved her. Saved them all. Your daughter.
Her name was Rachel. Are you going to deny that she ever lived? Andrew, are you?
You not to come in here. I told you this would be the end of you.
I'm back. We got him just outside Oklahoma. Must have stopped 10 places in between here and Tulsa. I could sleep for a week. Loris? Dolores?
Denise, I'm taking up your bed and walk, God.
Dolores?
Take up your bed and walk and forgive sin with God.
Dolores?
Baby? Why are you all wet?
I want to go home.
You are home. Where are the kids?
They're in school.
Saturday, honey. School's not in on Saturday.
My school is. Put them at the table, Andrew. We'll dry them off. We'll change their clothes. They'll be our living dolls. Huh? Tomorrow we could take them on a picnic.
If you ever want me, Dolores, please stop talking.
I love you. Set me free. We'll get them bats. Oh, I love you too.
So much, so much.
I love you like that.
Andrew. Andrew, can you hear me?
Rachel. Rachel.
Rachel. Rachel? Rachel who?
Rachel, Rachel Leaders. I am her daughter.
Why are you here?
Killed my wife.
And why did you do that?
Because she murdered our children. She told me to let her go.
Who's Teddy Daniels?
He doesn't exist. Neither does Rachel Solando. I made them up.
Why?
We need to hear you say it.
Herself the first time. Dolores told me she had an insect living inside her brain. She could feel it clicking across her skull, just pulling the wires just for fun. She told me that, but I didn't listen.
Why did you make them up?
Because I can't take knowing that Dolores killed our children. And I killed them because I didn't get her help. I killed them.
Here's my fear, Andrew. We broke through once before, 9 months ago, and then you regressed.
I don't remember that.
I do. You reset, Andrew. Like a tape playing over and over on an endless loop. I hope that what we've done here will be enough to stop it from ever happening again, but I need to know you've accepted reality.
After me, huh, Doctor? He tried to help me when no one else would. My name's Andrew Latus. And I murdered my wife in the spring of 52.
How are we doing this morning?
Good. And you?
Can't complain.
So what's our next move?
You tell me.
Gotta get off this rock, Chuck. Get back to the mainland. Whatever the hell's going on here, it's bad.
We're too smart for them.
Yeah, we are, aren't we? You know, this place makes me wonder.
Yeah, what's that, boss?
Which would be worse? Live as a monster, or to die as a good man?
Teddy?
Скорсезе. Автор сценария Лаэта Калагридис. По мотивам романа Денниса Лихейна. Продюсеры Майк Медовой, Арнольд Мессер, Брэдли Фишер, Мартин Скорсезе. Оператор Роберт Ричардсон. Художник Данте Ферретти. Снимались Эмили Мортимер, Патриция Кларксон, Джеки Эрл Хейли, Тед Левайн, Джон Кэрол Линч и другие. А также Макс фон Зюдов. Фильм дублирован студией «Пифагор» по заказу компании «Каскад» в 2010 году. This
bitter earth. Well, what the fruit it bears. What good am I?